I believe that most of us, if not all of us, at some time or another, thinking that life is going to get good one day. Life is going to get better one day. Life is going to change one day. Something's going to happen, so life is going to be good, so I can have the best life now, so I can live in the best life. But I want to say to you this morning that when it comes to walking with God, I believe that we don't have to wait, that we can have our best life now. I believe that there, when we shift our attitude toward the things of God and believing what God can do, we don't have to wait. We don't have to wait to have our best life. We can enjoy it today, now. And if we're not, if we're waiting for something, we're missing some of the best parts of life. Because as we shift and change and look for other things to happen, we're actually limiting our present day experience to the best being down the road. Or my fulfillment or my enjoyment in life is going to be down the road. If you and I are to demonstrate the kingdom of God while we are here on earth, then there must be an element of holding out righteousness for the world to see. In other words, righteousness, our righteous living should be an indication of who we serve. We are called to live righteously. I believe that we are called to righteous living. I believe that if we are going to be able to receive the benefits of the kingdom of God, then we must live as kingdom citizens. And that means that we are to live righteously before God. What did Jesus say? Be ye holy as I am holy. That's what God said. We're kingdom people. We're here to represent somebody. We're here to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. As we look at the things of the world today, we must recognize that we are a people that are separated unto God, that you and I are not the same as the rest of the world. Grace and truth has come through the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are to receive it on a daily basis because, notice, it says that it keeps and strengthens us toward Christian virtues. It keeps us on a daily basis. It strengthens us. It increases us in Christian faith and knowledge. So it's something that we need to be experienced every single day, the grace and favor of God. And I believe as you and I learn to practice grace upon one another, we will have grace and favor return back to us. Grace and favor will come back to us as we sow those seeds of grace and favor in other people's lives around us. You can't grace yourself. You have to grace somebody else. You can't grace and favor yourself, you have to grace and favor somebody else. You know, when you're practicing grace and favor, it means you're doing something for somebody else. And I believe that this is one of the things that the Lord wants to challenge us this week. You see, God, we demonstrate our love toward God by the way we love one another. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. God demonstrated his love, a love that we could read about. If you were living back in the day when Jesus walked the earth, you could see it. You could see what he did. You could be standing by the cross when he was nailed to the cross. You could see the demonstration of God's love that took place to mankind. Well, in our day, there must be demonstrations of grace, of favor, of love. It must be something that we can see, touch, and feel toward one another. That makes it real, rather than just saying, oh, I have this wonderful, glorious relationship with God. It's just me and God. We can do anything. Well, that's not the way God works. It's never just me and God, because God is never alone. God has a crowd of people around him. God has a group of people that he loves. God has a group of people that he's chosen for himself. So if I'm one of the chosen, then there's a whole other bunch more with me. And I show how much I love God by loving one another. But it must be demonstrated. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. You see, we must realize that God has called us with a heavenly calling. He wants you to live out your life the way he has designed you to live, not getting caught up in all the other things that the enemy would throw our way. If you sow favor and grace, you will receive favor and grace from the Lord. You see, it takes strategic planning to release the kingdom of God. God is a God of justice. That means his law must be taken care of. That's why he sent Jesus, because legally we were bound for hell and deserving of a godless eternity. And Jesus, God had to keep his law, and he did that by sending the Lord Jesus Christ to pay the penalty for our sin so that we could have life everlasting.